The following is a presentation of the Black Hollywood Live Network, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. Hollywood, redefined. From Los Angeles, California, streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is Black Hollywood Live, The Beat. Featuring the week's roundup and commentary on music news. Black Hollywood Live, Hollywood, redefined.
You're listening to Black Hollywood Live.
And now, the host of Black Hollywood Live, The Beat.
Yo, what up, guys? It's your boy DJ Jesse Jannity here in studio for Black Hollywood Live's The Beat. I am joined by special guest. What are we going to break into right now?
Oh, shit.
Are you about to break the Meek Mill
like
already?
Sound like she's about to cause some confusion.
Yes, we're going to let that play. But while we get into it, we have special guest recording artist Bryce Vine.
Hey. What's going on, everybody?
Welcome. We got you in here bright
and
early.
Thank you. Yeah. Well, it's not that. It's like, what, noon?
Yeah, man. Got you up early.
The dude, Jay Watts. Sorry.
That dude, Jay Watts. What's up, people? How y'all doing out there?
And ladies and gentlemen, she's back. Miss Queen.
You already know Queen is in the building. I missed you guys, but I'm back.
Well,
New York in the building.
New York in the building all day, every day. You already know how we go on this mic. I'm chilling.
She got ahead of herself.
All this beef battling going on. It's
I mean, but. No, turn that shit off. Okay, we could go back to that.
Well, let's get into it right now. So, Bryce, before we talk about some of your music you got going on, let's talk about what's been trending this week.
Mm-hmm.
Meek Mills, we talked about it last week. Meek Mills called out Drake for being a ghostwriter. Drake done released two tracks. He was like, bitch, here's your diss track.
In like 2 days.
And then you know what? Actually, before you even respond to that, here's another one. And this one's going to shit on you like even more first than the first one.
But yeah, man.
It's like you said, man. He's not the one. He's not the one that you come after when
that's
you're trying
crazy.
To fuck with people with rap, man. Like, that was bold.
Bad business, man.
Well, okay. I would have never thought that Drake would have balls like that.
Really?
Because Meek is known for a battle rapper. That's how he really got known when he was young with the cornrows. He got known. He was known as a battle rapper.
Right.
So for Drake, a singer, to come so hard
K-O-T-D,
with this shit, he can't. Hip-hop. I love Meek, but I'm sorry. Meek, I don't know.
Whatever he's smoking, I need some.
No, he licking.
No, you don't need some.
He licking the queen's pussy juice, and he's feeling himself.
Is that a world tour or a girls tour? Oh,
right.
My God.
Okay, so he drops this. Everyone's waiting. He was on Funkmaster Flex the other day, and everyone thought that's when the beat was in. The disc was going to come. It didn't. So then last night, we get a Photoshop picture of Drake with the Milli Vanilli braids.
Yes.
And the OVO owl in the back turned into a ghost. And people were like, well, what's going to happen? And then want to know what you were just listening to dropped. And in what I think Meek thought was going to be a high point in his career... Well,
it
was a high point on Instagram because
flippity flop.
They was doing Meek Mills Matters,
yeah.
Weak Meek. I mean, the hashtags went on, and the Photoshop pictures, y'all.
Dog, man. You know what? I don't think it was as bad. I think it would have been cool had he did it 2 days ago.
Yeah. Right.
You feel what I'm
Not
saying?
Not five.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you waited too late, fam, and now... It's too
and
late,
that's
man.
What you drop 5 days later. Like, at least there should have been a music video or something.
I mean, something
like, take your diss to the next level.
He is so dope on a mic. Like, I love Meek Mills. Like, well, I've been riding through my that whole move shit that got you. Like, he didn't come right. And I think honestly, I don't want to come down on him because I do love Meek. But Meek is in love, yo. Meek in love with Nicki Minaj. He's starstruck by this woman. So she got his heart acting a little crazy. He's a little on his soft side. You feel me? But I really believe.
But ain't that the reason why she didn't like Safari? Because she said he was too up in the
No, Safari is somebody. But Safari is. No, it's a difference. Meek Mill got his own money. He has his own career.
Mm-hmm.
He has his own name. Safari comes from the hood. Safari comes from New York as well. But Safari was riding with her from the very beginning. So he rode her coattail the whole way. It wasn't like Meek. She's getting with Meek with somebody who already has his own ducks lined Monroe. So you can't really compare the two. Safari was on her dick. Yeah, Meek, man. Meek is in love with her. If you think about his raps 5 years ago, he was talking about how he loved Nicki Minaj. And then his dream came true. So sometimes it takes a little time to adjust to the reality of this being your woman. Like Jay-Z got Beyonce, even though they've been together since 2002. The point of the matter is, you hindsight is always 2020. You're looking at Beyonce now, he's proud that that's his woman. You feel what I'm saying? So sometimes a little bit of pussy can throw you. See, dickmatism, pussymatism, that shit fucks you up. It made him a little soft. It made him a little soft. A little soft, but yeah. I think he'll come back with something a little harder. Because he's better. Meek. He better. Well, he will.
I think he's done.
Yeah.
You think he's done?
That's really my question.
You just can't do anything after someone drops on you twice and everybody knows that you waited a long time before you responded.
Shit, don't give it up. Oh, no.
But like, why do you want it? Like, I don't even need Meek to. I was like, I just feel like if there's ever been a moment in rap battle where there was an obvious winner, just like let it be that Drake won this one, and he just kind of stays quiet for a
drop
minute.
Drop a new video,
yeah. Meek. Drop a video. Write a song about something else. You know, about how much you love Nicki.
So you think he should just leave it alone?
I think he should leave it alone. Yeah.
Okay. Do you guys think that? I mean, so here's a couple questions I want to ask you. Should Drake have responded? Because some people are saying Drake is, you know, this type of artist, and then you got Meek Mill's. Like, why are you even, like, entertaining that?
But why do people try to put them on different levels? Meek is just as hot.
Nah.
You're out of your mind. Meek is just as hot.
He's just as hot, but he's not as accomplished. So it's like Drake is already done what he's trying to do, you know what I'm saying? So to go at somebody of that caliber, you got to be prepared, man. You got to have your ducks in the, you know what I mean? Like,
so that's what you think.
Right.
I think Drake
did it right.
Also creates different type of music where Meek Mills gives you the same. Hey, it's dope. I'll listen the whole fucking album acting like I'm on fucking heroin, you know what I mean? But I'm just saying, like, I feel like Drake makes me go through different emotions. Sometimes I'm hyphy, sometimes I want to just hold my fucking teddy bear.
He's a singer and rapper at the same time. They're in two different calibers, but I think in the rap game, let's really discuss it. Who's really killing the rap game right now?
I think Meek is a dope ass street
Meek
rapper.
Meek is a dope ass street rapper. Yeah. Give him his credit where credit is due. If the nigga didn't get slammed 5 days ago, y'all would be in here on Meek's deck.
But he got slammed. So Meek.
Yeah, but he also got slammed by the singer rapper.
The emo rapper.
Yeah, twice. This,
the weekend gonna really come out.
You can't be the self proclaimed like hood, like hype rapper that doesn't sing, and Drake is like this semi-emotional guy, and then you get slayed by him. Like, you can't do that.
Oh, no.
Shout out to all the boss bitches, wife and niggas.
Yo, that line? I don't know. Okay.
Yo, but also, shout out to Meek for this, though, for activating beef in hip-hop. But, like, it's legit.
You know
what I mean? Because, okay, the Twitter thing, like, I just cannot see grown men Twitter beefing with each other. So I'm glad it finally came to the studio and we're getting tracks out of it. It's entertaining and it keeps it going. And obviously, whether my conspiracy theory is that
it's for an album,
this whole thing is just for
publicity
promotion.
For one of the albums,
you know, but whatever.
Yeah, there was a video from like 10 days beforehand where they were both in the room together talking, and Meek was talking about how much he fucks with Drake, and then I don't know what happened.
All of a sudden, I don't fuck with Drake no more. Yeah, he didn't tweet my album out.
Yeah, he didn't tweet. Maybe, you know,
he just got ran over,
but you already know, like, Drake fans now know who Meek is. Some people probably didn't know who Meek is.
Well, that's my question. Do you think that now this is going to hurt Meek's career or actually build on
it? I think it's
going
to build it the same way 50 tried to come for Rick Ross. Think about that. 50 tried to come for Rick Ross. Rick Ross really didn't. He didn't have anything to say. He left.
So it's not like a Ja Rule where people knew Ja Rule already. 50 came in and murdered him.
Yeah, that's my personal friend though. Don't talk about Jeff. Yeah.
Oh, I love me some Ja.
So my thing is like, like, when there was the battle with Rick Ross and 50 Cent, 50 was going hard on Rick Ross. Rick Ross was sitting back and just letting him throw dirt. But then when that shit was over, Ross' career skyrocketed after that. I think Meek should have just shut the fuck up and not even responded to...
No, he had to.
He was the aggressor, man. You can't start a fight then with, I don't want to fight no more.
Nah, bro.
You got to get in there and throw your hands.
Not in public,
bro.
Yeah.
For real.
But he didn't throw them hard enough.
All right, moving on.
Uh-huh.
So, someone who knows some battle beef, Ja Rule is back.
Keeping up with the rules.
In a positive light. So, there's been talk for a couple years now about Ja doing a reality show. He was a little against it at first. He wasn't really sure. I mean, this is years ago, too, where reality was kind of new and fresh. So Follow the Rules, is executive produced by Queen Latifah and Irv Gotti. And basically it's going to follow him, his family around. He has three kids, his wife,
Aisha,
and also his mom and mother-in-law.
His mother, Debbie. I remember when Britney was born. When she was born, I used to go in the apartment. It's because John lived on the second floor. I lived on the sixth floor. Mm. We used to call him to the left. But I remember when his daughter was born. She was the most brownest baby with the curliest hair. And it's crazy how time just go. Aisha still looked the same. Jeff still looked the same. But it's just like the kids are grown. But I think that's going to be a good show. I think it's going to be good for his career. I think it's going to bring him back in a different light. Because sometimes you have to make different curves in order to enter back into the industry properly. So I think this will be it. Because this will show him more and more personal level. And he's mad cool.
I've heard.
I immediately like him just from seeing this.
Are you being sarcastic, Bruce?
No, I'm not. Yeah.
It's a different side of Joe.
I think this will bring his fans. I think this will bring his fans back because people forgot how amazing and how Murder Inc. had the music industry on lockdown. Irv, all of them, they all had Murder Inc. had the industry on lock. So I think by them showing a softer side of him and how he interacts with his family and his children, I think is going to bring back the camaraderie. Like, oh, we fucking forgot how dope he was. Mm-hmm. Oh, he's so cute. He's an amazing dad. Like T.I. No one gets enough of T.I. and Tiny. We love that family. So I said kudos.
He said, my show reminds me of The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air or one of those types of show, but real. I think it gets no better that when you can show a show of your family, it was a no-brainer, so that's why he did it. So, shout out to Ja Rule for that.
Shout out to Ja Rule.
Moving on from that, Kanye West released his All Day and I Feel Like That music video in Los Angeles this past week. He's been traveling with it at the Los Angeles County Museum of Arts. The new video was directed by Steve McQueen, who did 12 Years a Slave. And it was shot in the Dockyard in London. We can't play the video for legal reasons, but you can find clips of it or, like, sketchy clips of it online places.
Is this shit on Tidal only, title only?
No, they're just doing museum releases.
Yeah, Kanye gets me hype, man. I love Kanye. He's probably so my favorite artist.
Isn't he artsy?
Yeah, he's artsy. He's from Chicago. I'm from Chicago.
Chi-town.
He's just creative, man. So I think that he always pushes the culture forward when he drops. You know what I mean? So I think it's good for hip-hop.
He never settles. He's always trying something new, which is refreshing.
You know?
Boom. Yeah. So make sure you guys check that out online. I'm sure it'll be released sometime after he's done touring it or whatever. All right, let's go to some new music this week. Jay, tell us about T-Dot.
T-Dot Ill Dude is a rapper from New Jersey, man. He's bubbling right now. He's been on Revolt, MTV Jams. But he has a new video called Feeling Myself off of his new EP. Check it out. Tell me what y'all think about it.
Feeling myself, am I wrong?
Feel like I'm at Supper Club already.
Am I wrong? Feeling myself, am I wrong? Fuck no, I ain't wrong. All I'm really worried about is success. You already know I've been on that. Niggas hating on me cause they bitch on me. But it ain't my fault your bitch on me. Feeling myself, am I wrong? If you was me, you'd be screaming, thank you, Lord. She feeling me too, and she wrong. We coming up cause we done held it down for so long.
T-Dot, Ill Dude, Feel Myself. Bryce, what you thinking? You like the track?
Yeah,
not feeling it, feeling it?
I like it all right. I just don't think it's that different from what I've heard lately.
I mean, I felt like I was going right up in the Supper Club, but I mean, there's a time and place for that music, and it fits the criteria. Every time I hear it, I want to not like it. I'm not gonna lie, I want to not like it because it sounds like a lot of other stuff. But every time it comes on, I just be like,
yeah, man, it gets you moving.
You
man.
Can't not.
I love that record. That's my shit. Man.
I like it. I like it. I like it. It's very hard to please me.
I was actually really just sitting over here looking at Queen. What's she gonna say about his hair? What's she gonna say about this video?
I was about to say that I like his.
She be going in on the video.
I feel like you need to invest in your craft. If that's what you're going to do, invest in your shit, son. Or if you're going to do bootleg with a 7D fucking camera or rent a red eye or something. You feel me?
Red cam.
Red eye. Isn't that called a red eye? Yeah. But I feel, I think his look will get him, the girls will like him. Mm-hmm. I think for him to be light-skinned, he look a little rugged with his wild hair. He kind of remind me of the look of Weekend, but a little
but
different.
A softer version.
And whether we want to admit the shit or not, that type of fucking, I'm feeling myself, that shit is just what everybody, I wish somebody can come change the game, but unfortunately, this is the shit that they like. This is the shit that these young people like and the people
like. I don't
think
it's unfortunate. It just doesn't excite me like other things would.
Yeah.
But I mean, that actually, it's funny. The last line that we heard in the clip right before was like the dopest one that I heard. I was like, oh, snap. No, you did not just say that.
I like your voice, Bryce.
Yes.
Oh, thank you.
Very articulate. You're, okay, go ahead. Okay.
We'll get to the Bryce Corner.
Yeah, we'll get to Bryce Corner later.
All right, so next we're moving over to Kevin Gates. He's been dropping.
Oh, God.
I know, Queen. But the song is called No One. Queen was not a fan of his last video. Let's see what she thinks about this one.
This nigga.
I was trying to think of what this sample is. Get Sean Kingston on the remix. Kevin Gates,
she
no
said, I'm a dog, huh? But it
she
takes
said,
one to know
I'm
one.
A dog, but it takes one to know one.
Yeah, man.
Bryce, what you thinking?
this nigga.
You know what? It's funny because the video so doesn't match
the
what
song.
What the song is.
You know, it's like I'm hard in the paint video, but the like
chill
Sean Kingston
2000s
song. Like I don't. It's. I mean. It's I Kevin like that, Gates. Like a tattooed dude that like looks like he's doing a video like that would actually sing something. I guess it's. I don't know, man.
Exactly.
It's not really typical of Kevin Gates, man. Like when you think of Gates, you really think of the streets. You mm-hmm. really think of
drama.
Going hard, you know mm-hmm. what I mean? Like I don't get tired. Like that's his shit. Mm-hmm. So I think it was like refreshing for him to try something different.
Softer.
Yeah.
Like take a chance, man. Take a risk.
That was a bit for him because he hasn't all his shit. He keep putting out these videos and none of them are really moving nothing. Switch it up. I'm interested to see how this one does, Queen.
I think, first of all, he's nuts to me. I think his beard made him look a little softer, like more teddy bearish, as opposed to when he had his thing cut. He looked a little more hard to mm-hmm. me. That he didn't look a little softer to you guys, like cuddly.
Yeah,
but I mean, he's also head going to no.
Yeah, but I just think Kevin Gates is known for fucking dramatic. Shit that he says. I think he's trying to attract the women, even though mm-hmm. you're listening to the words. Most people don't listen to the words these days. So I think he did this to attract the girls. I think he's trying to look a little softer because he really wants to make it mainstream mm-hmm. because he's not making it mainstream.
Right. And he's aware that people like melodies. Like, no matter what you do, people like melodies. Even the last song, like, the part of that is so catchy is you can't stop singing
it. Yeah.
I like Gates underground. Some artists are just hotter. Just stay in your lane, bro. Like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I don't know. It was cool to take a risk, but I don't know, man. I don't know if the mainstream is going to work for
me. And the video even looked like they had better production value than the last one we looked at when you're walking through the mud.
The video looked great. I thought the video looked great. Right? And the women in it, you know, I don't mind that.
Speaking of women, Natalie LaRose.
That's a transition.
She came out with a song called All Around the World. It's kind of been out for a minute, so she just dropped a video with Fetty Wap. 17:30. Yeah, I don't know how to feel about her. She's beautiful, but let's take a look and then we'll get into it.
Trace a map of me tonight. You know the language my body talks. You know what, I need to get it up. Lay up down to the bay, now that you got a taste. Baby, don't you know where you should be? If I was your girl, if I was your girl, I'd give it to you all the around the world. If I was your girl, if I was your girl, I'd give it to you.
Everyone's going with this Middle Eastern beat type thing. It came back. It's coming back now. So Natalie LaRose, around the world. What are y'all thinking?
Hot. I thought that was fire. She's sexy. It was on point. What's good, Jazz?
I agree.
That shit was popping, man. That was the hottest video we saw. Next to T-Dot. T-Dot goes hard too, though. But
I mean, but he can't do them choreography moves. I'm just thankful that there are people out here doing, bringing choreography back to a music video.
Yeah, I was just
video.
About to say, I haven't seen a lot of that. Since the 90s, I don't even think. Like,
literally.
At least early 2000s, like where they actually just focus right on the people and they're just doing the choreography.
And it's choreography. It's not like whatever the pop locking and all that stuff that they do on So You Think You Can Dance, or what, Dance Battle Crew, like,
all the chess stuff.
The Jabberwockies, so shout out to y'all for being so innovative, but y'all done fucked some shit up.
I think she's beautiful. Like I said, shout out to my friend who does her hair, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah? Got a contact.
They're actually on tour right now. I think she's on a promo tour. She's touring with her. I think that whoever is behind her is doing an amazing job because the video looked like it was expensive. They paid a lot of money. Hair, you know, Glam Squad. I say give her 2 years.
Yep.
2 years, this girl is going to be rocking this industry.
I agree.
She is definitely on her way, and the people who are behind her are investing in her. So God bless her. I wish her nothing but the best.
So you have a direct contact with her, huh?
Yes, I do, actually.
Yeah. Okay, we'll talk about
it. Why are you trying to squeeze that booty?
Is anybody actually not here? Like, have you had the opportunity?
My thing about her, though, is this. I saw her at Wango Tango, and she was a dope performer. I
want somebody.
I really want live performances, and, you know, I understand sometimes when you're new, you want to kind of give this presence of I can sing and dance at the same time. I think we're in a community where we know when you're not.
Mm-hmm.
I think in 2015, I would say we're all kind of aware of that. We're back wondering, questioning. Like, I mean, Britney Spears is out here just owning it up, saying, come on down, y'all. We're going to listen to my city, and I'm just going to dance on stage with you. But I like the choreography. I saw it at Wango Tango, and they shaded the hell out of her. They're like, you can sing that one song that you have, and then we have to pull you off stage because Justin Bieber's here.
Because she's just right. You know? But it's all good. I think she's paying her dues. Honestly, between her and Tinashe, I might get shot for this, but I actually prefer her. Why? She doesn't look like she's sweating and trying so hard to
make
it.
That is really true.
She looks like she's just having a good time. You know, whatever happens, she's smiling, she's enjoying it. She's not like, I gotta make it. She doesn't have I don't want to say greedy, but she doesn't have that anxious, like, please, if this doesn't happen. She's more accessible.
Yeah.
She's more like
commercial.
Like, I'm chilling. Yo, let's just have fun with this shit. Yeah. I'm not in no rush. Whatever happens, happens. So I think Natalie LaRose is going to do well.
Me too.
I give her 2 years. Give her 2 years. It's definitely going to be a battle between her and Tinashe in 2 years, though. I tell you that.
And it's interesting, actually, you just brought that up about the music video situations, because if you look at All Hands on Deck and then you look at this one
looked way more polished.
Well, and it looked more cinematic, where All Hands on Deck was like, okay, it was very creative to find these, you know, garbage boxes, but then to be out there and just dancing, like, what was the story?
It was that was a cheap set. They went to the desert,
but it was cute.
You could rent for the desert. It was a cheap set, and they piled up a bunch of freaking things. But I'm not going to take anything from Tinashe. Tinashe is a
MTV
young
shaded Tinashe.
They did.
She should have been a new best new artist,
yeah,
for sure.
She still got dues to pay, like I said before.
over some of them people in new artists.
She still got dues to pay. They're gonna throw her. She's in boot camp right now.
But like, if you got Fetty Wap up in this bitch.
But Fetty Wap shit is on 100. Yeah, it is. He got songs.
Two On was huge last year. All Hands on Deck was big this year.
But it's not as big as What's Up, Hello.
That's the only song.
No, it isn't. What's he also got what?
Right. Trap Queen. Come on,
The kids know that.
Never mind.
He actually got props to Fetty.
I want
to
hear his verse.
They get shaded though. Goes on the record though. They did shade it. All
right.
Well, so, Fetty Wap deserved it. That motherfucker.
Yeah,
had
but
three,
it wasn't
like
just
said,
Fetty Wap up in that bitch. It was a whole bunch of random ass freaking other
like
people.
Like I said, Tinashe got to pay her motherfucking dues.
Well, bitch, you need some money, girl. I'll help you pay. All right, Bryce. Let's get into it.
Whoop whoop.
All right.
What do we have working on? Actually, before we even start, let's play some music of yours. I'm going to show the song called The Thug Song.
Oh, now, so cute.
Tell us about The Thug Song. Where did this stem from? Where did this come from? It's kind of a parody.
Yeah. You know, I mean, when I started writing it, it was like 2 years ago, and I started writing it, and it was... I wasn't sure. I was kind of making fun of myself when I first started writing it. And then as like the song went on, I realized that I was actually using examples about typical rap songs that like kind of just became the norm in that type of music. So I just kind of like just kept going with it and saw what came up. And then all of a sudden like things started popping up in culture, like black kids getting shot dead in the street by police. Yeah. That just happened after I had already written this song, and that started to kind of pertain. So I wanted to be careful and like make sure people knew that I wasn't trying to make light of any kind of situation like that. But we just wanted to do something weird, man, and I wanted to just do something different. I'm always trying to.
All right, let's take a look at the video.
Yeah, turn them up.
Shame to say, I got the brain of a nerdy Asian kid. The fuck am I supposed to rap about? I hate math, and Adderall's the one thing that can calm me down. Damn, I assume Illuminati is involved. I heard there's like a number you can call. I would tell him, yo. I just wanna be a thug. Throw my hands up in the air and shoot a gun.
That's what I grew up on.
I'm a black and white American, African American, a shade that baffled scholars on the roots of family heritage. Too black to get a skin tan, too white to not want it. Too black to not start sweating when I see police coming. I'm on the brink of a sabbatical, breaking free from the casual, finding my inner
and
she,
releasing
a spirit animal. No fuck that. Peaceful niggas always be getting shot at. So from here out, I'm a bust rounds like I'm gunning for money and glory. There's always one.
Yo!
Yo!
Fucking Bryce! I never watch videos of the talent. I like to see it here. I never watch videos. I never do no research. I don't do anything because I want to get to know you on a one-on-one and I want to see your shit for the first time. Fucking kudos to you.
Thank you.
I would tell you on camera because I can give two shits.
Oh.
You invested in your career. You invested in this video. Whoever you have behind you, they're doing a good job. This shit is marketable to all races. This shit is marketable to everybody. I think you did a great job and you are giving a little like, I don't want to say rap rock, but it's...
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It's like rap rock, yeah.
It's like rap rock. I think... I say fuck it, Bryce.
It's dope, man.
I think you did an awesome job.
Thank you.
Good for you.
Nah, the flow was dope, man. Like, yeah. Your cadence was dope. The lyrical is socially conscious, bro. Like, I really liked it,
I was
pleasantly surprised.
I was surprised. Good. I thought this motherfucker was about to sing, can you swing my way?
Yeah, no, they didn't play that song today. But I'm glad you heard it. No. It's funny. The only like real hate that we've gotten on this video is from people that don't realize that we actually used a Green Day sample on purpose. Like they think that we stole that riff,
like a blurred like, line.
Right. I'm like, but it's
wait,
like
this is
I even sing one of the songs from Green Day's Brain Stew in the chorus, like to pay homage, and people still just like they don't put it together. Yeah. So
Everyone's going to be mad about something. It's
right.
Just yeah. The way it works.
Great job.
So what are you working on right now? So before that, you were a part of the Glee Project.
Yeah.
How? Did,
oh, God, cool. That's exactly what I assume most people will do when they hear that shit.
Okay, well, Glee, one of the biggest shows
it
of
sure
all
is.
Time.
Sure is.
How did you get a part of the project?
Man, I went to college in Boston, and I was there.
Shout out to Boston.
Shout out to Boston. I went to school at Berklee College of Music in Boston, and everybody at the school, once they heard about this music show that they could audition for to get on Glee, you know, everybody was like doing it. And I just like, I never watched an episode of Glee. And then my mom called me because she had heard about it, and she was like, yo, are you gonna audition for that thing? I'm like, no, I don't think so. And it was like the last night possible. She's like, well, you just send in a tape and see what happens. So I like learned the first verse to Gold Digger by Kanye West because that was one of the options, and I didn't want to like try to sing, you know, Just the Way We Are by Bruno Mars, which I inevitably ended up singing. But I my audition tape was just Gold Digger by Kanye, except I sang the verse and rapped it kind of. And then I got like a call when I was back in LA, and then one thing led to another, and there was 12 of us that made it onto the show, and I was like, you got to be fucking kidding me.
So
that's why you always listen to your mother.
I guess so, man.
So what did that do for you musically? Like working on the production like that, something you never kind of see yourself really doing. Now looking at yourself where you musically are now, how is it kind of bridged?
Artistry. What it really did was it really motivated me. Getting kicked off of it, I was the first one off that show because I knew beforehand that I was never going to be the type of singer that could sing like, you know, the Bruno Mars and Katy Perry songs. Like, my voice is just too low, and it's just not strong enough in that way, and I know that. So I already knew I was out of place, but I was enjoying what I was doing, and, you know, it was, like, fun, so whatever. But when I got kicked off the show, I was like, this is going to air in a couple months. I need to, like, write some songs, put them out there so that I'm not just another, you know, kid on a reality show that just, like, you never hear about again afterwards, you know?
Yeah, so smart.
I just timed it so that I had written a bunch of new songs, and one of them was called Satellite. And we put them out, and that got a lot of attention, and a lot of help came from the other Glee Project people because they were, like, super close to me, and they really liked the music that I did. So from there, man, I just kept working, and it's been 2.5 years since I started Lazy Fair, the EP that I put out last year. It's exactly, like, where I wanted to be at this point, so it's cool.
Awesome.
And so with Lazy Fair, as far as moving forward with new music, what do you have working on?
Obviously, we just released this, but we got like 5 or 6 new songs that we want to put out on a new one. The next EP is going to be called Style in the Southern Isle.
Why? And where are you mentally wise from Lazy Fair to?
I'm wanting to try more stuff, and I did. Like, I made there's a song that I wrote called Street Punks on a Freight Train. And most of the songs that I've written up to this point have been based on my own experiences in life and just, like, things that have happened. But in this one, I tried to create a story that was totally outside my comfort zone. Like, I went full on, like, into, a, like, what a skinhead and in his relationship with his girlfriend would be like. I just, like, went for it and just tried to see and, like,
that was your
develop something. Yeah, and that's what it was. But that's the next
Where
song I'm going to
Where did that inspiration come from? Were you just, like, walking down the street, saw just couple, and you're like, what would he rap about?
No, I was thinking about the fact that I hadn't written anything out of my comfort zone. So I was like, okay, well, I'm not going to just, like, step a little bit outside of it. I'm going to go full all the way. You know, I'm going to try to, like, empathize with people that I will never fully understand and see what happens.
The thing I like about it, man, is it's different, bro. Like, you're really different, and it's like the game needs that.
Yes.
I think the rap game definitely needs versatility and difference. So
thank you, man.
That's ill.
And you're bringing a sound back. Like we said, with this song right here, there was a nostalgic sound to it.
It reminds me of, sorry to cut you off, reminds me of, hi, my name is Slim. Yeah. It reminds me of little Eminem.
Oh, he was totally an inspiration.
Yeah, hi. Sure. That whole thing that I just saw, I'm sorry to interrupt you.
No, that's actually perfect.
I envision, like, Eminem doing some crazy shit like that. I think you're innovative. I think you definitely have something that is needed, like you said, Jay. Yeah. And I think, fuck it. I think you need to push this shit as much as you can and get the get people to see it. I think you are awesome.
Thank you so
much,
man.
And I don't suck dick too often. So I think you're awesome.
Yo, this could have gone a completely different way. I can tell you're an honest person, so this could have gone a very, very different way.
Yeah.
Not have been sitting here like, well, you know, we tried something new. It didn't work out this time.
Great job. Hi, my name is Slim Shady. That shit is what I saw in my brain when I saw that shit. I think you got something.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, Jessica.
And as far as finding your artistry and, like, who you are and what you kind of, the stories you want to tell, obviously you come across as, you know, whatever I genuinely feel, that's what we're going to go with.
Mm-hmm.
We see a lot of people, they're releasing these EPs and a lot of them are putting out a lot of visuals. Is that important to you or is that equally as important or is the music really just the main focus?
I think if the song is good, then it'll make its way through even if the video is whatever, you know, like we've seen with, like, a ton of these videos, man. Even like the even simple, but the videos being something that people aren't used to will carry you so much further. Like I always go back to Tyler the Creator videos because they're so different and so interesting and so not what you would expect from a rapper. Like, it makes him feel like more of an artist than a musician.
Yeah.
You know? And that's just as important, I think.
Even Chance the Rapper, I'm really liking the stuff that he's been putting out. Because everything he's put out recently, I'm like,
yeah, Chance goes hard.
I've been sleeping on this kid.
He's great, man.
But of course, things that are unique don't get the publicity that is needed. Chance the Rapper should be bigger than what he is.
Yeah.
He's more huge underground than mainstream. And like we said, mainstream just likes that bounce shit, but they don't want that real hip hop, that real rap, that real innovative shit. I want you to kick the
fucking door. You need to go hard, Bryce, right now.
Kick the fucking door in with your shit. You understand what I'm saying?
Go for yours, fam.
Kick the fucking door in. You're articulate. A motherfucker can't snap. You know how to speak. You're articulate. You have presence.
For sure.
Kick the door in and take over this shit. I think you have it.
It's like 2015, man. Like, you're talking about stuff that's conscious now. It's Eminem-ish.
Yeah.
But Eminem talked about a lot of bullshit, even though he's one of my favorite rappers. But, like, continue, bro. Like, keep the social shit in your music. Keep the innovativeness and keep the flow, man. That shit's dope.
Positive. Like, to sit here.
Give me like another 2 weeks and then just, boom, it's gone. But thank you, man. That's very nice.
I don't like many people.
No, but in a day and age where every day we are seeing, you know, this white versus black versus this person shot this person.
Well, he's both, so you can't fight. Yeah. What you gonna do to him?
But what I'm saying is, in order to...
The worst of both worlds.
Right. It's great. No, it's great because you are somebody who can be that voice for two different types of generations, you know? Mm-hmm. And someone who can sit here and say, you know what, it's funny. I was just thinking of how can I step outside of myself and put myself and empathize, being in someone that I would never put myself into. Like, that's epic and amazing to me.
Yeah.
Thank you.
What type of a sound are you, okay, so we keep saying rap rock, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And I'm kind of liking that genre because it's taking away, I feel like Waka Flocka tried to do something sort of like that real quick and then he went into the whole trap and electric.
Well, Lil Wayne made a whole album of it, you know, and we don't hear too much about that. I mean, it's a sensitive place because you really have to be well-versed in both genres to, like, know. I mean, I grew up on, like, going to Warped Tour and stuff like that, but then I also grew up always driving in the car with my dad listening to old Tupac songs and Tony, and, like, you know, so I really did have both sides of those things, so I know how to, like, how much of what to use and how much of what to use of the other and how they can blend together.
The beauty of, like, niche markets, I would call this, like, rap rock.
Mm-hmm.
It's like your fans are organic. I feel like they'll grow with you, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And the people who listen to your music are really gonna buy into your music.
As opposed
to
some
shit
that
they hear on the radio,
man.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you hear things on the radio, it's like a fad. Like, people who grow, come buy into your shit, I feel like are gonna grow with you, and they'll be fans forever, so that's
And that's what I want, man, and that's great that you say that, too, because when I see it on Twitter, like, it's not just people that are just, like, I like this song. It's like, yo, I love your music. Yeah. Like, mm-hmm. I can't wait for more.
Real fans.
You know? Which is what I feel about music.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, when you get excited about something that you, like, just came out of nowhere for you, and you're like, oh my God, like, I have a whole new world of feelings because someone put out music that I could really, like, understand and appreciate. And thank you for doing that, you know?
Mm-hmm. And looks comfortable enough performing it.
Right.
It makes me comfortable enough to, like, bob my head to it. Because some people mm-hmm. won't bob their head to a certain song because it ain't, you know, Ray Sherman or fucking, you know what I mean?
Although he is dope.
No, they're all dope, you know what I'm saying? But right now it's like you only cool if you listen to a certain type of music, or you only a good DJ if you only play this type. Like, I cannot. That's why I don't do the clubs, because I'm not gonna fucking sit there and play a whole set of all these different artists that sound fucking exactly the same. And it don't work if you start mixing other people, because then people just like, can you play that trap shit? Like,
well, people just play that future, man.
People just forget who the artists are after a while. They just don't care. Like, if everything sounds alike, then no one's talking about the artists. They're talking about that one song. And then that's when you have, like, the people that only have one of those songs ever, and then they're gone.
Boom.
Exactly.
Well, thank you. He's a breath of fresh air, definitely. Yes.
Bryce, where can everybody follow you and keep in contact with your projects?
Everything is at Bryce Vine. So just Instagram, Facebook,
no underscores, YouTube.
No, I kept it real simple. Keep MySpace, simple, probably. Really? Still, I don't know. It's been a while since I checked that out.
I get scared every time I go onto MySpace. It's always like a whole different.
Now it's like they swipe the page sideways. I mean, it's cool. But
I forgot my password. That's how real it is.
I've never been on MySpace in like 15 fucking years.
I don't want to see any of those pictures.
That's how real it is.
Or who my top 8 was. Top 27. Jay, where can everyone follow you?
Everybody can follow me at That Dude Jay Watts. THAT Dude Jay Watts.
Queen.
Instagram at Queen Wink. Twitter, Snapchat at Queen Wink. Twitter at Queen Live.
Boom. You guys can hit me up at DJ Jesse J. Also follow us at BHL Online on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and also Instagram us at The Beat TV. Make sure you guys check out Bryce Vine's The Thug Song.
Yes, sir.
And stay tuned with us, because we have Eric Bellinger coming up next.
Yeah. Oh,
wait, you smell real good, too. I just want to
don't I smell good? Everything smell good.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagram us at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.
Music Redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals. The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily...